episode number 6 of Built Bricks. My name is Zach, host of Brickmania and also host of this podcast. Thank you guys so much for joining. We have a wonderful episode here for you today. Starting off, we're going to talk about my disappearance for a couple weeks. Second off, we're going to be talking about how I'm going into being a Star Wars fan. Yes, guys, I'm turning into a Star Wars fan. It's crazy. Third, we're going to talk about my Easter, which has been pretty cool. And lastly, we're going to talk about whatever. So, let's get right in. My disappearance. Okay. So, honestly, I've been... it's been really hard. So, the first week I was gone, I basically released 2 Built Bricks in a row. I honestly didn't really want to do that, you know? And I sort of like, hey, let me skip this one. Let me just skip it. By the way, I was on a trip, so, I mean, that made up for it. And then the next 3 weeks, I basically had spring allergies, and I'm starting to recover. There we go. You see, I still have a little bit of it. It's just that I've started to recover, so that's great. I'm recovering, so I can keep doing Built Bricks. So I didn't want to seem so nasally. Now, I tried doing episode 6. I even recorded a whole one. It's really hard trying to do it. Sorry, I'm exporting the stuff for Sunday's video. Harry Potter, Lego Harry Potter. I'm trying to airdrop the videos from my phone so I can edit them on the Mac that I have. And basically, I didn't want to seem that I was allergies, and I know that would be so stressful for those people who listen to this podcast on the podcast platforms, which now I'm going to try to get it on Podbean. I think you can do that, so I'm going to try to get it on Podbean. I don't know. I think that's the next one I'm going to try getting it on. If you are watching Built Bricks, earlier, if you've been trying to visit Built Bricks, you noticed that it had Smart Stud. Going a little bit off of the schedule here, I was thinking about turning not doing Brickmania anymore, I'm not doing Lego videos anymore, but turning Brickmania into Smart Stud. I don't know why, I just thought that was a really... I don't know, it's just that there's a whole entire Lego war company called Brickmania, and I didn't want it to seem, I don't really know, I didn't want it to seem like I was copying from them, or when somebody checked out and said, Brickmania, oh my gosh, this is like the war company. Is this the war company? Because the war company is really, really, see, look. Crazy, huh? Still loading. The War Machine Company is actually pretty popular in the Lego community. Their prices are awfully high on that type of stuff. So I was sort of like hesitant to it. I was like, if I get popular, if I get more viewers and I start to grow, would I want to be known by... as Brickmania? And then after that, I renamed everything and even renamed it on the podcast. And I was like, nope. Brickmania, it's been my original idea. Brickmania, you know what mania means? It means you're crazy about something. Mania means you're going all out. Mania means that, say if you said that there was mania about something, you would usually see, mania means there's a whole lot of different stuff about it. So that means you're basically love. Or you have a really strong hold for this one thing. And I realized that bricks, Lego bricks, I feel like I have a mania for that. I know it doesn't sound... I know. But I feel like I have a mania for that. And I was like, Brick Mania. What the heck there, bro? That goes exactly together. And I was like, boom. Brick Mania. Wow, and I've, not that I've heard about it, but I just realized that Brickmania has been probably used in the Lego community, so I was like, hey, perfect, I'll stand out. But When you type in Brickmania in the YouTube search bar, I realized that it shows the Brickmania TV, which is the War Machine company. So I was sort of hesitant about that. I was like, should I be doing smart stuff? I don't know. But I just realized, just stick with Brickmania. If you get related to the War Machine company, don't worry, you'll fight through it. People will know you as Brickmania, and they'll stay with that. So I sort of just. I mean, I might change my name later on when I start getting more viewers on YouTube. I might do that. I might change. I mean, honestly, I can't see what the future holds. So, yeah, now going on to the next part of the show, I'm becoming a Star Wars fan. People, yes. Oh, my trip on my little small vacation. This was like back in March. Ooh, boy, March. It's April right now, and it's getting close to May. So back in March, I was on a little trip with my I went to my grandparents, and we ended up just we it was a Friday. We ended up just watching a movie. We watched Force Awakens. Yes, Force Awakens. Honestly, I mean, I've been a Star Wars fan. I mean, honestly, I had Obi-Wan's hype, but you know, I didn't watch all the movies. I mean, I've watched four or five, six. I mean, just a little bit of those, but I really wasn't, you know, like, ooh, I didn't. It's like I couldn't name off like every single part of the First Order Star Destroyer. I mean, the Star Destroyer, is that what it's called? The Star Destroyer, the Imperial Star Destroyer. As you can tell, I'm just starting now is into my Star Wars fantasy. yeah, and then I mean I'm starting to grow. I mean, I watched Force Awakens, then went on to The Last Jedi, and then I watched The Rise of Skywalker. They were honestly pretty cool. They were good movies. I wouldn't say that they're the oh. Did you guys hear that? I heard it in my headphones here. We were receiving the videos. Yay. Finally exporting. Great. We're receiving the videos on the Mac. All of these vids. Yay. Great. Okay. Also, it's really just. I mean, I'm starting to love Star Wars. I'm starting to understand it. I mean, I'm going to go back to movie one, you know, and go through the whole entire franchise all over again. Probably watch the Star Wars stories. I mean, I've seen a little bit of the Clone Wars. I know that the Bad Batch is coming out soon, and yeah, I mean, I'm starting to grow, you know. Also that type of stuff. There's some Star Wars sets I'm wanting with the new helmets released and everything. Sort of like, I mean, I'm excited. I really want the Darth Vader, the Scout Trooper. I don't really want the Star Stealth Trooper or the Droid. I don't really know about those, you know? I mean, I just don't know. Yeah, I mean, the Scout Trooper looks decent. I just want to see. You know how sometimes you see something and you're like, hey, it looks cool. I mean, I honestly think it's a great set, but you just don't see it like in your personal collection, you know? But you still enjoy the set. You're like, hey, that's a. I mean, they did fairly well. I mean, they did good with making that set. But you don't see it. Yeah, I mean, it's like Carnage. I love the set. It's cool. It's creepy. It's wonderful. I don't have anything bad to say about it, but I'm not getting it because I don't see it. I mean, personally, I'm not a Spider-Man fan. I mean, yeah, I watch Marvel. I mean, I enjoy watching the Spider-Man movies just for fun, but I'm not. It's not. I don't really collect Spider-Man sets. I don't have any Spider-Man sets. Now, my little baby brother, Ryan. Oh, yes, we have Brick Ninja. Amp from Brickmania, probably seen him in the past videos. He is going on his own YouTube channel that's gonna be debuting soon. And yeah, he's doing his own channel called Brick Ninja. That's gonna be coming out soon. I'm probably gonna do a celebration party for him. Their 2021 sets are gonna be really, really great. I don't see really a problem with them. Honestly, I haven't seen all of them. I just, based on information like leaks and stuff, I think it's gonna be a great year for Lego. I think this is gonna be a really great year, especially with the 20th anniversary of Lego Harry Potter sets. Yes. 20th anniversary. Wow. Wow. Yeah, I mean, that's crazy. 20th anniversary, and I'm here to see it. Feel strong, feel strong. I think that concludes today's episode. What have we learned here today? Here's a quote. I'm actually gonna pull up here. Hold on. Inspiring quotes. Yeah, I'm going here on Chrome. Going here to Google. Let's see this. Okay. Here's some motivational quote from some person named Brian Tracy. I don't know who that person is. Make your life a masterpiece. No limits on what you can be, have, or do. Yes, that's our quote for here today. Thank you guys so much for watching Build Bricks. This is honestly the best thing that I love to do. I'll see you guys next week on Build Bricks. Thank you guys so much for watching and listening. Bye.